You're listening to the Dad Bod Golf Pod with Kyle Rush, Ben Taylor, and Nate Pass.
What's up, everybody? We're back again. It's episode 224 of the Dad Bod Golf Pod. Happy Friday. Happy weekend is on the horizon, and we got some golf to talk about. We got some future golf to talk about. We've got some sad stuff to talk about, but we're happy. We're still happy to be here. We're happy to me and Ben, Nate's still doing daddy time. Totally get it. He's having a blast, and we're gonna hold the fort down while he's gone. Tonight's episode is brought to you by Bet Online, the number one sports betting website in the whole world. Sign up today. Use coupon code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V. Get a 50% bonus stacked on top of your deposits. So give them $100. They're going to give you 50 bucks back free to play with. One of the topics we're going to talk about tonight, President's Cup. I'll bet you can go ahead and get on there, get you some future bets on the President's Cup. That's right around the corner. And that along with NFL football, which was back last night, more college and more NFL this weekend. Tons of fun. Load that account up. Have some fun. If you don't like sports, you can hit the online casino. Have a blast. Yes. So Bet Online, it's where the game starts. Ben, the President's Cup teams, we're a little bit late talking about this. We haven't had a chance to talk about it. The President's Cup teams have been announced, which first half of them are not really a surprise. It's really the captain's picks that sort of get everybody stirring and talk about, the different conversations and things like that. So figure we go through the teams, kind of talk about it a little bit, and just talk about how bad this is going to be for the world. This could be the worst beatdown in the history of of the President's Cup, at least on paper, it seems that way. So any initial takeaways, or should we run through the teams really quick, or how you want to take it?
I'm calling it right now. I don't know why they call it an international team. I think the only wins on the board for Europe are going to be the Asian players. They should have just gone all Asian players, and that's with Siwoo Kim, Hideki, and Sungjae Im. That's probably the only three guys that are going to win anything.
I mean, I'm just looking. I'm with you. I'm looking at the thing. It is a very Asian, dominated team. There's five or six players. It's going to be, and they're all really good players.
Yeah. KH Lee, Tom Kim. I mean, those are the other Asian guys that are on there.
Yeah, exactly. And then Sungjae, who's probably going to be the top scorer on the team. But no, so you got the American team. I mean, you get top six, which is Scheffler, Cantlay, Schauffele, Burns, Thomas, and Finau. And then you got your captain's picks. Will Zalatoris was seventh in the points. He bowed out. So no Zalatoris. Remember, he had the herniated discs. He's having surgery. He's on the mend. So Davis Love, not a whole lot of imagination, sort of just went right down the list. Spieth, Morikawa, Homa, Horschel, Cam Young. And then he made a little bit of a leap over Tom Hoagie and JT Poston to Kevin Kisner. So thoughts there?
I'd love to be on those phone calls, because usually the captain, Davis Love, called Poston and Hoagie to talk to him, to let him know why he didn't pick him. Also, I'd love to see the reaction. I don't know how Poston is. It comes across as, and I don't think Hoagie's got a temper on him by any means, but I think he probably voiced his disappointment. I mean, you can just tell by interviews that he does and that kind of thing. I mean, he's a competitor. So I get the Kisner pick, because he's a match play guy. He friggin' loves it. If he could just play nothing but match play, he's even said he would do that. Except
super long course.
It is. It's a long course, but he, for some reason, that's never affected him in the past as far as match play is concerned. I mean, and he's even said, he was quoted as saying that he absolutely loves breaking somebody's soul, is what he calls it, whenever he hits an errant drive, an errant ball down the fairway to get back in play, gets it on the green, and then makes a 25-footer to absolutely have the same score as the other person and just demoralize them the rest of the way.
Yeah.
So he's got that mindset. So maybe that's why Love went with him, because of that. And we like Tom, and I kind of want, he was the next in line. Poston was behind him, and honestly, Poston's been playing hot golf as of late. So I don't, Kisner, he's a great match play player, but this is kind of like football playoffs and basketball playoffs, the NCAA tournament, that kind of thing. You always want to go with the team that's hot. And Poston probably was even a little hotter than Hoagie, and Hoagie definitely hotter than Kisner, but he ended up going with Kisner. So I'm just team guy, Kevin is, and maybe that's why he's in there. But then again, I tell everybody, I said, well, then he could have picked him as a co-captain or something, as an assistant coach. I mean, they bring friggin' Michael Jordan in, for goodness sakes. The least they can do is bring in another pro golfer. So if they wanted him in the locker room, they could have still had him in the locker room without him holding a club in his hand.
So, Okay, so let's. I want to look up his actual records. Does match play record really matter? Like, is it really translate? Like, he's really good at the Dell Technologies match play, but that's only one day. Like,
right.
Does that really translate?
Well, I don't know his record. I mean, I don't know his record from international play. I mean, the Dell match play, when he ends up making it to Saturday, that means he's won 4 days in order to get to Saturday. And then the Sunday winners, you have to be either first, second, third, or fourth in order to play on Sunday in the finals. So I'm not real sure where he stands on that. But, I mean, even if he does well in the Dell match play.
He's never been in the Ryder Cup.
Yeah, he's just been apparently a President Cup guy. So maybe that matter of fact, he voiced his opinion for not being picked on the Ryder Cup last time around because of his match play prowess. But I still, regardless of his,
In four President's Cups and made 3 points.
Yeah.
In four President's Cups.
Which means he's probably playing minimum three rounds in a President's Cup. I mean, minimum, that's with a alternate shot with a teammate. I mean, of course, he's got to play in the final round because all of them play in the final where it's match play head-to-head against the other team. So if he's played in four President's Cup, maybe 12 rounds total.
Yeah.
And he's only got 3 wins. That ain't a good record, bub.
Yeah, I mean, 3 wins. It said he's halved. He's never won a singles. He's halved one. I don't know. Mm-hmm. It doesn't say his overall record. It just shows points.
Right.
He's won a foursome match. He's halved one. He's won a four-ball match. But it says losses zero. So he must have only played in – he's only played in one. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. It says Kevin Kisner has played 4 President's Cup matches. Sorry, 1 President's Cup, 2017, 4 matches, and scored 3 points. So he went
3 points in 4 matches.
So that's pretty good. That's pretty good. It's 2-0-1 or 2-0-2. Mm-hmm. So two wins. I guess that's pretty decent.
So technically, he didn't have a loss.
Yeah, he's never lost in President's Cup matches. So okay, We hear a bunch about the match play, which is a very small portion of the President's Cup, although it's very important. It looks like he's fared pretty decent in the team aspect of it. So it's weird to go bam bam right down the line 7 or 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, and then boop, skip over all of a sudden you skip over Hoagie to go straight to Kisner. But you know, we like Kisner. It'll be fun. Like Cam Young, he's playing hot right now. So I guess that's why you pick him over a Hoagie or, I don't know. It should be interesting. The world team, you got Matsuyama, Sung J.M., Tom Kim, Corey Connors, Mito Pieria, who had the famous meltdown at the PGA Championship.
Oh my gosh.
Adam Scott. Why? I don't know. He's been very uninteresting.
He barely got into the playoffs because he had to he had to make that par on 18. Otherwise, he'd have been completely out of the playoffs. You can't say he got hot late because he just literally barely squeezed in.
Taylor Pendrith, Sebastian Munoz, who I only know because he's sponsored by Flex Seal, which is hilarious because really obnoxious logo on his shirts. Siwoo. Cam Davis, the least famous Cam on tour, and then Bazudenpoot and K.H. Lee. So I mean, it's going to be, it should be a absolute.
And you match those, you match those names up against Cantlay, Burns, JT, Scotty Scheffler. Finau's actually a pretty good match play guy. Xander, who's got a gold medal. And then the hot guy, Cameron Young, Billy Horschel. He may be a weak spot. I don't know. He seems to play match play very well. But then you go down to Colin Morikawa. I mean, he's got the potential to just light it up. Jordan Spieth, he ain't been lighting it up as of late, but you never know. And Max Homa comes in playing hot. So
the captain's picks probably could beat the guys that got qualified, like the guys that qualified. You know what I mean? Like if you took six.
Oh, this would be a world shocker. If the international team even comes close, if not beats the American team. And the reason being is just because, Davis Luck could have said, you know what? I'm not doing captain's picks. We got our team.
Yeah, exactly. it's that this would be an absolute shocker if it's not just a complete and utter blowout. Who do we think is going to be the top point scorer? Who do you think is going to be the top point scorer for America?
Oh, man. I mean, right now, I've said it all year long. You got to go with the hot guy, Scheffler, maybe. I mean, he seems to – he and Justin Thomas kind of revel in match play format, and they're both playing really good golf right now. So I would go with Scheffler just because I understand that, you know, Rory ended up getting the FedEx Cup win, but in my opinion, Scheffler still was number one golfer of the year. So I would say that he's the number one golfer of the year. So I think I give Scheffler the nod as far as the most points. And for the internationals, it's got to be Hideki or Sungjae, right?
Yeah, it's got to be Sungjae. Sungjae's got to be. But the only thing that could be negative is Sungjae's going to play the number one guy. So he's going to play a Scotty or he's going to play a JT. So he's going to have to play against the best player every single time, which could mess up his points. So you could see a guy like, I could see a guy like Mito going up against some of the lower end and maybe having some matches or possibly even. I figure Mito and probably what Munoz will probably play together. They try to kind of language them up. So
no, you're right. I would not be surprised. It depends on how the captains lay them out there whenever it gets time to do the pairings. You know, Tiger was notorious whenever he had to do pairings where he wanted to put, like, you know, a Scotty Scheffler against Cam Davis, hoping to get that automatic win.
Yeah.
And then take a chance with, like, a Kisner taking on a Hideki and seeing if he could get the win. So that way he was almost guaranteed a half because you sent the – number one guy out there against the number 12 guy. So you were like, all right, so at least we got that win.
Yeah.
And so it depends on if he goes that route. He may do like you're saying, he may, as soon as if, when it says, all right, internationals, who do you put out? And they say Sungjae, then Davis Love may say, okay, Scotty Scheffler against him. Or right. he may take a flyer and say, let me put Spieth against him because Spieth has experience, even though he's not playing great, and just hope that he gets that win so then he can pair a Scheffler or a Cantlay up against a Cam Davis or a Taylor Pendrith or somebody. Again, I think once you get past number three on the international team, and that's going to be Hideki, Sungjae, and probably Siwoo Kim, I think there's an enormous fall off between three and four on the internationals.
Huge. After three, it's a gigantic crater after that. So if you had to guess,
that has to be your top three. All.
If you had to guess, what would you say the betting odds are? Just outright win, internationals, American team. What is the betting odds? What do you think it pay? What do you think the juice is on America to win? What do you think? What do you think? If you had to guess.
Oh man, I got no idea because I guess my next question to you is on that is what are the total possible points that you can win? So I'd rather
it's not that. Like, okay, if I want to bet, is it plus odds, minus odds, and then how much? That's what I'm saying. Like, if you want to bet,
it's minus, and it's gonna be Kyle. It wouldn't surprise me if it. I mean, we've seen tournaments where some of these individuals are like you know, minus 1,000. And I wouldn't be surprised if it's like minus 3,000 for the Americans to. Yes.
So then this would be really good value because on Bet Online, it's only minus 550 for the American team. Yeah. So bet 550 to win $100. So that's actually pretty good value there. If based off that, because I would have expected 750 minimum.
I expected triple. Did I expect minus 1,000? I mean, just because, hey, we got our computer screens in front of us. I pull up the teams and just the headshots of them versus each other sitting side by side. You sit there and you go, okay, eye test.
Eye test what?
Like it should be over. But you look at the eye test and you look at the two teams compared and it's like the Americans should have this over by day two. Like the individuals that play on the final day of the President's Cup, they none of them should count. The Americans should be able to lose every match on the final day and still win the cup.
Yeah. Clinch by Sunday or clinch by the day three or day four, whatever it is. Awesome. So we're a little over 2 weeks.
For terrible TV, by the way.
Yeah. Unfortunately, I'm afraid that's what it's already going to be. No, it should be good. I mean, it's in America, so we'll get good time slots. Set Quail Hollow, which is a great course.
Yeah.
So, you know, a little over 2 weeks away. We're about six. No, actually, we're dead on when we're recording this. We're dead on 2 weeks away from the start of it, September 22nd. So
the two names we didn't mention is on the international team. And one thing that kills them on this, Cam Smith and Joaquin Neiman not being available to play because of Live Tour Golf. And so, I mean, you're talking about Cam Smith would have been the number one seed on the international team, and Joaquin Neiman was number four seed on the international team. So
that's
there's
a big hit. It's definitely
two
a big
top
hit.
Five players that are not allowed to play because Zalatoris was what, 7 or 8 for the Americans?
Seven.
So, yeah.
So yeah, and then no DJ,
and no, yeah. Which I don't know exactly how he would have fared if he would have played a full season. Gooch, who was playing really good up until he went to the Live Tour, like those two guys possibly could have been on the team. Basically, though, I would say the team shook out pretty much how it would have if shaken out, even if they would have stayed. Probably maybe you got DJ.
The only one. Yeah, DJ is the only one, and the only reason is experience. I mean, he's undefeated in Ryder Cup the last time out.
Yep.
President's Cup, I'd like to check I thought he had a tie in the President's Cup, but the last time out in the President's Cup, I think he was still no losses. So you got to – DJ would be the only one that you would have to take just because of his experience. It's like you got to he would be the Kisner. It would be like you got to take DJ.
Yep. All right, so let me tell you something else you need to take, and that is you need to take down this website that I'm about to give you, and that's swannies.co. You need to write that down, and you need to go visit it, and you need to hurry up. Today is actually the last day that you can sign up for the quarterly subscription box, okay? It's actually the 10th is the last day. You need to go online, use coupon code DadBotGolfPod-25, take 25% off, and get a part of this subscription box. Guys suck at preparing themselves for seasons. We go buy a shirt based off how we feel at the time when it's out. We go buy stuff how we feel at the time when it's outside, and then the season change, and then we can't wear it for a year. So these guys keep you sort of have you ready for the season. So sign up, get $150 value in a box for $80. Use your coupon code, you get it for like $65. So it's awesome. Yep. Don't forget it. This weekend's the last time you can do it. September 10th is it. After September 10th, you can't get it anymore. So
They usually put you a surprise in there that they don't tell you about.
Yeah. So there's going to be exactly. Two or three pieces and a surprise. So be sure to check it out. We're going to do an unboxing when we get ours. It's going to be tons of fun. So swannies.co, it's where fashion starts. All right. So the Wentworth had some the DP World Tour event that's going on this weekend. They call it a quote unquote one of four flagship events. There's a lot of Live guys there. And there's been a lot of PGA Tour guys we talked about on the last show that have had a lot of comments. Well, Taylor Gooch, fired back at Billy Horschel. So Billy Horschel called Taylor Gooch out by name, said that essentially he was a hypocrite, he shouldn't be there, blah, 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 blah. He doesn't care about the DP World Tour. He only cares about world ranking points, which is not a shocker. Like, duh, he can't get world ranking points anywhere else. He's right on the borderline of top 50. If he wants to stay in majors, he's got to have world ranking points. So anyway, Taylor Gooch takes exception to the comments, and he tweets this, which I think is great. It says, Billy's DP pro career, 2013 to today, 64 events, okay? 58 of those, though, okay? So 58 out of the 64 are majors, mm-hmm. which count as DP Tour events. WGC events, which are mostly all played in America, they also count for DP World Tour events. The 2022 Scottish Open, which essentially is a PGA Tour event.
Mm-hmm. That's the warm-up to the British Open, basically, yeah. Is what they go over there and play it for.
So since 2013, he's played in six just pure DP events in total. And he's like, I wonder how many he got money to play in. And his first non-major or non-WGC appearance was the 2019 BMW. He supports what's best for his career like all of us do. Wow.
Yeah.
Hmm.
I mean, that's doing some digging, and that's that. I've told you, the PGA Tour players that keep doing this whole, oh, they're being hypocritical. So are you. Stop. Just leave them alone. Like, you see, there's receipts,
not,
Billy. I mean,
but the thing is, they're not.
I don't even want to go back into it. They're not being hypocritical because
no, they're not.
They would not play in this event. They would not take your friend's spots. They would not do this if they didn't have to do it. Okay.
Right.
They don't. They said the whole time they don't want to not play in majors. They do want to play in the majors. Well, I mean, and there's really no reason for them not to as long as they qualify. You got to have world ranking points to play in a lot of the majors. So if they can't get the DP World Tour points, then this is what you got to do. This is what you got to do. And I kind of find it fascinating that the DP World Tour, which is supposed to be like strong armed by the PGA Tour, didn't close this whole loophole thing out where they couldn't play. And I think it has to do with the court case that just recently happened. So interesting to see how that kind of goes moving forward. So yeah, good.
I think it has to do too, because the DP World Tour partners with more international tournaments than does the PGA Tour. Like they mentioned that. They said that they didn't say that one reason we're letting them play, but they basically said, we have other partnerships. Like, they partner with that Saudi Invitational and the Dubai Classic and all that kind of stuff. Like, they partner with that. And so I'm sure that somebody in a boardroom in that quote-unquote Saudi money that the PGA Tour keeps talking about looked at one of the DP Tour, like, higher-ups and said, hey, bub, y'all want to come back and you want to get points playing at this course next year or in the future years, you need to let these guys play. Now, that hasn't come out and been public, but that's just my assumption that something like that took place.
Here's another reason Billy's stupid. Here's another reason Billy Horschel's comments are just absolutely stupid. Taylor Gooch has never qualified for this event before.
No.
You moron. He's never been in the top 50 before. So he's in the top 50. That gets him into this event. So
yes.
It's not like he's had the opportunity to play in this event. And he's like, no, I'm not going to play in the DP Tour because I don't care about the DP Tour. Now, all of a sudden, I care about the DP Tour. No, he's never qualified for it, you idiot. Like, you made no good point. Like, I've never seen somebody be so passionate about something and not have one single good point. Like, not one.
No evidence. I mean, and it's also not like he got – Taylor made to give him a sponsor's exemption of this. I mean,
I hate being like this about people, especially yeah. PGA Tour players, because we do a freaking golf podcast and one day we could possibly be friends with Billy Horschel. But I would tell him that was stupidest comments. Like, you literally didn't nail anything. You literally missed everything.
Yeah.
your whole speech, your whole everything. You missed it all. Missed the whole thing.
And you made your instead of calling him a hypocrite, you made yourself a hypocrite because you basically have only played in six actual DP World Tour events.
Six true DP World Tour events in 10 years.
I mean,
so, let's go.
Bro, what are you doing?
What are you talking like? What? And then the Taylor Gooch thing. Like, maybe he would have played in some, maybe he wouldn't, but this is the first time he's been eligible. He's qualified and he needs the world golf ranking points. So
I also don't like the argument, Kyle, I think you'd mentioned it too. Yeah, you're stupid in three languages. I don't like that whole thing where Billy has said and Rory has said, you know, well, those guys, the whole reason they went live is so they have to play more golf, and here they are playing more golf. They have to. Like, that's the thing, is they have to in order to get the points. They've even said that at the beginning. They said, we're going to play in events that we have to in order to get points. Like, they did say that. I mean, yeah, they want to play less golf, but still, they've said, if there's a chance for me to qualify to get into majors, or there's a chance for me to qualify to make other tournaments, I'm going to do it. And here's their, like, they said that up front. And so it's
so
like,
dumb.
They said they wanted to play less golf, and here they play more golf.
Somebody DM us, somebody in the comments, tell us what we're missing. Like, I'm trying to be fair and balanced.
I'm trying to be like, look at it through it. I said it on the last show. If somebody would just stand up and be a man and just say, we're going to dominate you in this tournament. We don't even really care if y'all want to be here. You're not going to get many world ranking points because we're going to stroke you. But the thing is, first round scores, and we're going to get to the tournament part later, but they all play pretty steady. Even the live guys, they're all right around, you know, mm-hmm. after the first round, right around in striking distance. So could be interesting. Could be interesting weekend if they end up having this tournament. Or how many holes it ends up being. And we'll get to that in just a second. But before we do that, guys, you got to be sure to check out Blue Tee's rangefinders.
Yes.
You got to have a rangefinder. Like, you have to have one. It speeds up play. It helps you hone in, understand the numbers, understand how far you hit your clubs. And then with the Blue Tee's Series 3, you have the slope that's added into it, which – hitting uphill, hitting downhill, it's going to club you up. It's going to give you the right number. It's got all the features that the $600, $700 rangefinders have, but you get it for less than $300. And then you use your coupon code DADBOD, and you take another 10% off on top of that. So huge savings, tons of features. They look cool. They got the magnet that you can stick to the side of the cart, which I'm getting better at every round. Yes. So it's a no-brainer.
He's not throwing in the little cubby anymore. Well,
no-brainer. You got to check them out. Blue Tees Golf is where rangefinders start. All right, so a little bit of sad news. If you're already watching this, you already know about this, but Queen Elizabeth, I think it's the second, maybe? Queen Elizabeth the second, possibly. She passed away at 96 years old, and they have – basically instituted a whole countrywide day of mourning. Well, just so happens this Wentworth tournament is there, and they halted play. They halted play, or they stopped play. They're not really sure what they're going to do. They're not really sure if they're going to finish the tournament. They're not really sure if they're going to finish the whole 72 holes, how they're going to do this, because these dudes have schedules. A lot of guys aren't from there that are playing in it. So, it's pretty, there's a slight chance that this tournament could be cut to 54 holes, which after Rory's comments, that would be absolutely hilarious. I'm not laughing at the situation, but,
his little side remark where he said, I'm not too worried about it because there's four rounds and those guys aren't used to playing that. Like, okay, bro, that's being sarcastic. That's not that alpha attitude. Here's the quote, quote, out of respect for Her Majesty and the royal family, play's been suspended at the BMW PGA Championship at Wentworth Club for the remainder of Thursday, and flags at Wentworth will be lowered to half mast. Statement from the tour reads, furthermore, no play will take place at the BMW PGA Championship on Friday, and the golf course and practice facilities will all be closed. They're shutting the place down. Like, they're not even letting them go on there and practice tomorrow. They can't go hit balls. They can't do anything. Everything's going to be closed. Yeah. So, okay.
I don't want to sound insensitive.
No, I don't either.
I don't want to sound insensitive, but seems a little bit much.
I talked to my wife about this because I said, okay, because I knew we were going to talk about this. And so I'd run it by her. There's a lot of times when we do style, I'll run by her and I say, hey, is this the same thing that if a president passed?
No.
And she goes, no, not really, because you're talking about somebody that's been in power since she was, I think she was like 29 when she
but
took
she doesn't,
over.
They don't really have power, though.
No, they don't. But she's sort of like a symbol. She's been, quote unquote, the queen since she was 29 and she's 96. And I may have that number. It may be 26. So it may be 26 to 96. I'm not sure.
I saw
Whereas
a stat,
our president, the I longest saw, he's going to be president is 8 years.
I saw a stat that said that she was the queen for 30% of America's history. Somebody have to do the math on that. I mean, we'll have to look that up. But 30% of America's history, she's been the queen, which is pretty crazy.
Yeah. And I get it. I get the mourning. I'm not real sure I get the whole shutting down everything, and especially a golf tournament. And I told you, I said, I don't want to sound insensitive, but did she attend a bunch of DP World events or European Tour events?
Or is this just like a standard thing they do? I don't know.
Yeah, is this something that, you know, when Princess Diana died, I don't remember back when that happened. I mean, I remember what happened, but I don't remember any events being closed when Princess Diana died. And that was like a really big deal because, I mean, she died in a car wreck running from the paparazzi. So they say, some people say that the majesty had her.
Yeah.
You know, when the queen's husband died, that was just a couple of years ago. The queen's husband died. I don't think they halted everything for that.
Well, he wasn't the queen. He wasn't the king.
I get it. So was this planned? I mean, it just seems like,
I guess it happens so infrequent. She's 96. It's not like it happens all the time. So
Kyle,
maybe they don't really know. Maybe they don't really know what you're supposed to do.
I mean, we kind of knew this was coming.
Yeah, it's not really a shocker.
I mean,
pretty good run. They ought to be celebrating. I mean, not celebrating
that she died, but celebrating her life. I mean, she was 96 years old. Holy cow. She was a queen for 1,000 years.
And she was a pistol, man. I think she would be all about everybody going out and having a good time, not sitting around moping. Like, that was
Did I not see a video of her skydiving?
Yeah.
I could be skydiving.
She's the one that stole about 5 or 6 years ago, she stole one of the Land Rovers and went driving around town in a hoodie and didn't tell anybody. Like, she's
really.
Yeah, she's a pistol, man. I don't know that this is not her persona to sit around and mope and mourn. I think she'd be like, you guys need to keep doing your thing. Like,
for the love of God, play 72 holes.
It's like, what are they going to do? Sit around in their hotel rooms and stare at the television?
It's like quarantine. Like, don't come out. Like,
because that's the thing. They can't even practice. Facilities closed. Doors locked.
That's what shocks me. It gives me a North Korea vibe. It gives me a North Korea vibe a little bit. I'm just saying. It's a little weird.
I just don't get when they said that, when they announced that today. And Nate saw it before us, because Nate texted us while he's sitting around feeding babies and burping youngins and playing on his phone like the rest of us dads used to do. He texted us and he said, can you believe this? And I was like, what? And so I immediately like Googled and I was like, this is unbelievable. Like, what did this golf tournament have to do with the royal family? And I understand you said, well, it's right there. It's you know, it's on home turf. But as I said, was she expected to make an appearance tomorrow or this weekend or something? Like, again, you talk about the comment section. Are we missing something? I mean, I'm not a royal family follower. So maybe I'm missing something of how big of an impact this is on the world of golf. And I don't know. Maybe ignorance is bliss too.
We got a couple of listeners from over there. So hit us in the comments. Tell us, you know, give us some insight on this. Looks like Prince Charles, or whatever you want to call him, at the time, he's just automatically king.
He used to be king. And then once
he's 73. He's 73, so
former smoker.
Probably won't be as an illustrious reign as his mother. But still, interesting. Other country stuff is interesting to me. That this is very interesting. A queen that doesn't really hold a lot of power, any power really. and we kind of shut the whole thing down. Golf tournaments, everything.
Yeah.
Just interesting. It's the world, that, you know, world's a big place, and there's a lot of
I mean, the
different
only
things.
Time we've done that was after 9/11.
Where they just shut the whole
they
everything
shut
down.
Everything, airports, activities, because right at that time, football was going on, baseball was still going on, and NBA had already started. So all three were in effect at the time, and they all shut down. But they shut down for 24 hours. That was it.
Yeah.
That was for 9/11. That's literally the biggest attack on the free world that the world has ever seen since Pearl Harbor.
Right.
And they shut it down for 24 hours. So they left this statement open. I didn't go on to say what the rest of the quote was. They still don't know. I guess they're going to reconvene at some point, which is going to be tough to do with all the doors shut.
Maybe by the time you're listening to this, they've announced what they're going to do, but they have not
made a decision.
They have not made a decision yet. So,
also, does this? I hate to be like helicopters. This is their chance to not let the live guys get their points.
Oh,
just saying.
I'm
not being black helicopters. I'm just saying.
Can you cancel the whole thing, or do you just give points based off wherever you're finished? Like, I don't know how golf works. So that is a good question. That is a good point.
I don't know. I just know that live guys don't get their points. Yes. Live guys do not get their points if this event.
Not saying
is
that they had anything to do with Queen Elizabeth dying, but if you're like, oh snap,
no.
Now we can. This is something.
Here's an opportunity.
Yeah, I mean, I could. I mean,
they seized an opportunity.
I love a good conspiracy theory. You know what? I'm going to believe that's true. I'm going to if they cancel this thing, that's exactly what I'm going to believe. That's to keep these live tour guys from getting world ranking points. All right, guys. Thank you all for listening.
That's
hope you had a great week. Hopefully we'll get to see some golf this weekend at some point in time. And then I think next week is when the PGA Tour kicks back up. You've got the mm-hmm. Fortnite Championship. It's a big tournament. Jason Day committed to it. So that's a pretty big name for the Fortnite.
There's actually a few names. Ricky's committed to it.
Of course.
There's a couple of big names that are, I mean, you know.
And then we got President's Cup right around.
He's got Butch Harmon on his, he's getting taught by again.
There you go. So we got President's Cup right around the corner. So have a great weekend. Yeah. We'll catch you back on Monday. Wrap up whatever happened, and
talk about conspiracy theories on Monday morning.
Exactly. Exactly.
Kyle's gonna be so upset because they're gonna cancel the tournament, and he's gonna be livid. I can't wait. I love Kyle.
Yeah. So y'all have a great weekend. We'll talk to you on Sunday. It's on Monday. It's episode 224, brought to you by BetOnline's Dad Bod Golf Pod. Always.
Okay, Strogan.
You've been listening to the Dad Bod Golf Pod, always strokin'.